Just want to read to you part of John 1. John 1, 15 to 18. John testifies concerning Jesus. He cries out saying, "This is he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known." Well, I have to say, church family, although this week has been a week of great disruption, and I know that some of you with young children have been locked in with them and you're just about going crazy, I have to say, for me, it's been wonderful. It's been really great. Things have really slowed down, and I feel really refreshed, but I realize that some of you must be exhausted. So we've opened up the creche for sparklers only. And so if you've got particularly young children and you're thinking, "I can't cope with another 10 minutes of this," then please feel free to take them down to the sparklers. And Sandra's there, very kindly opened up. And she's going to, with some of your help, look after the little ones. But we want to spend, and if you want to go now, just go. That's great. That's great. And then we'll open up the word. Good. I just want to, over the next few moments, just talk about this remarkable man, John the Baptist. He was to be the theme of this morning anyway, in a fuller way. But he is in himself such a remarkable man. I was heading into town this week, into the office. I'm just dropping that little detail for you to let you see what a hero I am. And as I was heading into town feeling maybe just slightly smug, I came around a corner and there was one of these Deliveroo guys. Do you know what I'm talking about? The guys who are on their bikes with the big boxes in their backs who go delivering food to people. And I was certainly put in my place when I saw the Deliveroo man. There he is there. That's not actually him, because he was battling against the elements, the guy that I saw, taking this carry-out, takeaway food to the customer, determined, circumstances and weather notwithstanding, to deliver. And as I looked at him, I was thinking about John the Baptist as well. And his determination to point people to the Lord Jesus Christ. Just these four important things about John that I'd like us to take away from this morning's service. John tells us that Jesus is unique. John tells us that Jesus is special and is sent from God. Verse 6 of John's Gospel, chapter 1 says, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light which is Jesus, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not that light. He came only as a witness to the light." I was telling the intercessory prayer people who were here this morning that there was a post on Babylon Bee, which is a Christian satirical site. And it made me laugh this week because there was a picture of a stage in a mega church. And in the middle of the stage, there was a big hole. And underneath it said, "Mega church stage collapses under the weight of the pastor's ego." That could never be said of John. Do you remember when his disciples came to him and said, "John, John, Jesus is baptizing more followers than you"? Do you remember what John's response was? "Ah, he must increase. I must decrease." Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that a wonderful thing to be so secure in your relationship with Jesus Christ that you know who you are and you know what you've been called to? That's what John was like. He knew who he was. He knew what he had been called to. He didn't have to pretend that he was anyone else. Jesus is special and is sent from God, was part of the message that John brought. And secondly, Jesus is God come down to help us. Verse 15, John testified concerning him, that's Jesus. He cried out saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.'" It's one of those sentences that it just takes 1 or 2 minutes to absorb. He has surpassed me because he was before me. John is saying to them, do you realize? Do you really realize who Jesus is? He is God. Again, one day Jesus was having hassle from some of the leaders and teachers of the law, really giving him a really, really rough time. And they were saying to him, who do you think you are, Jesus? Who do you really think you are? You're not even 50 and you're talking about things that you shouldn't be talking about. And Jesus, remember Jesus' reply, he said about Father Abraham, he said, before Abraham was born, I am. He's saying, and using those words, ego eimi, I am. He's saying, I am God before Abraham ever was. John is saying a similar thing here. He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. From a human point of view, Jesus was John's wee cousin. But John says something amazing here, that Jesus was before him because he is God come down. He is God come over to our side to do for us what we could not do for ourselves. And thirdly, Jesus shows us what God is like. John says in verse 18 of chapter 1, no one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in the closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. Now, in the Old Testament, in different places, people had something of the sight of God, but they never ever saw the full-blown glory of God because it would have consumed them. But if someone were to ask us, what is God like? Then we are to do what John did, and we are to point to Jesus. His compassion, his love, his strength, the sharpness of his words, the exposing of the human condition in order to bring us to faith in him. John told us that Jesus is special and is sent from God, that Jesus is God come down to help us, that Jesus shows us what God is like, and John tells us what Jesus came to do. Look, he said, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And of course, for Jewish people who heard that, they would know exactly what John was saying, steeped in the Old Testament scriptures, understanding the law that had been given to Moses and the whole sacrificial system. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission, no forgiveness of sin. The sacrifices that they would bring consistently to the tabernacle in the desert, to the temple in Jerusalem, the ongoing sacrifice, and now Jesus comes as the ultimate and perfect sacrifice for sin, to which all those previous sacrifices pointed to. And John is saying, here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And it's a reminder to us that Jesus would go all the way to the cross to take the punishment for our sin so that we could be friends with God. A number of people listened to John, but others didn't. So I'm asking the question this morning, be you young or be you old or be you in between? Are you listening? John was pointing to Jesus, the Lamb of God who came to die on the cross that we might be forgiven. and enter into a relationship with God now that will last forever. Oh, what it is, God's people, to hear that message, to understand it and to respond, and to enter into a relationship beginning now that will never end.